I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Since July, at least 300 people have died of waterborne diseases in Pakistan. Many drank contaminated water. But the wet conditions have also allowed mosquitoes to breed and spread malaria. Nehemiah with FMI tells us.
More than 2,000 people have been dead because of the flooding. About 10 million people have lost their everything. They are forced to live under open sky. Government is nowhere. Because of financial and political instability in Pakistan, we cannot see any government official or any government effort.
Two FMI partners saw their houses and possessions washed away. FMI is sending help to these believers as well as others who need help. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And evangelist Sammy Tippett has developed a 13-day prayer challenge. It's been released in English, and in October, it'll be released in Romanian and Spanish. By the end of the year, Tippett hopes to see it released in Farsi. He tells us,
the premise behind it is that the Lord's Prayer, or the model prayer, is the most powerful prayer that could ever be prayed, because Jesus taught us to pray that way.
You can sign up for the challenge through links at missionnews.org. Each day for 13 days, participants receive a dramatic monologue video illustrating one phase of the Lord's Prayer. For instance, Sammy Tippett tells the story of a man in Rwanda whose best friend betrayed him during the genocide. As a result, several of his children died.
And I said, what did you do? And he said, I forgave them. And I said, wait a minute, what do you mean you forgave them? I mean, that's not natural. He said, no, it's not. It's supernatural.
Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.